Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 944 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Frank Jury expressed himself as being convinced of Leo M. Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan. The exact language used by said party deponent does not recollect, but his recollection is that he used the words, "I believe Frank is guilty," referring to the murder of Mary Fagan, Mac Farkas. Sworn to and subscribed before me this September 4th, 1913, L.L. Ford, Notary Public, Dougherty County, Georgia, Exhibit C, Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia, County of Fulton versus Leo M. Frank, Fulton Superior Court. Personally appears Julian A. Lehman, who being duly sworn makes this affidavit to be used on the motion for new trial in the above case. Further deponent says that he is personally acquainted with A.H. Hensley, one of the jurors in the above case, that on June 2, 1913, between Atlanta, Georgia, and Experiment, Georgia, the said Hensley expressed his opinion that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan, and that this was in deponent's presence and hearing, and in the hearing of other persons on the train at the time. The words used, to the best of deponent's knowledge and recollection, were, "Frank is as guilty as a damn dog and ought to have his goddamn neck broke." This was in reference to Leo M. Frank and before the trial. Again, on June 20th, 1913, the said Hensley made practically the same statement of and concerning the connection of Leo M. Frank with the murder of Mary Fagan in deponent's hearing. On both occasions, the said Hensley showed great feeling. He expressed the aforesaid conviction firmly and positively and vehemently. Julian A. Lehman, sworn to and subscribed before me, this the 12th day of September, 1913. Rob T. C. Patey, Jr., Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Exhibit D, State of Georgia, County of Fulton, State of Georgia, versus Leo M. Frank, in Fulton Superior Court. Before me, the undersigned officer authorized by law to administer oaths personally appeared Samuel Aron, who being first duly sworn, deposes and says, on oath as follows. Deponent says that just after the indictment of Leo M. Frank for murder, as near as he can recall, about 2 days after the indictment, this deponent was at the Elks Club on Ellis Street, Atlanta, Georgia, that at that time he saw one A.H. Hensley, not then known to this deponent by name, but now 124.